It's a perfect song for us to start out our morning with. The title of today's lesson is Sing a New Song. And I don't know about you, but some days it's been a little difficult to sing a new song. Sometimes the light that has been the theme of our meditations and our daily word this morning seems like the light's a little hard to find some days. But today our challenge is to sing a new song because we do live in a wonderful world, because we all have a song to sing, and because now, more than any other time that I can think of, we really, really have to dig deep to find our song and to make sure that we sing it anew every day. You don't have to sing it all day long. But a few moments of singing your song, and I'll describe what that can look like. A few minutes of singing your song can change your attitude, change the outcome, change your response to your entire day. So when I talked this morning about singing a new song, your new song may be something quiet. It may be just a moment of gratitude that relieves some of the pressure or tension or fear that you might be feeling. Your new song might be a fierce song that is an activist, that brings forth activism in a world where we are standing up for each other now. Your new song may be a lullaby in spirit to someone whose soul needs a little comfort. Your new song may be saying to yourself, okay, tomorrow's over. Today has... Let me try that again. See what I mean? Yesterday's over. Tomorrow hasn't arrived yet. I have today. And right this very moment, I'm doing okay. That might be your song. I'm doing all right. I'm not as great as I want to be. But you know what? In the life of spirit, we're not going to have great days every day in human definition. But we are going to have the greatness of knowing that God is right here all the time, ever present, ever inspiring us, ever waiting for us to listen. And so I'd like to start out today talking about what it is that we sometimes must face so that we're able to bring forth that which is good in us. We've been studying all month this little booklet, 30 Days to Fearless Living, Rise Above Fear and Worry. And so for this last week, we've been looking at how to get to that new song. And I'd just like to share with you that Jesse Harriott spoke to us saying that our responsibility is to live our lives fully and freely. And that sometimes we get stuck in fear, we get discouraged by it. And we get disconnected from the fact that we are connected to God at all times. Jesse says, in many cases, we try to run away from our true feelings and deny the signals life is bringing us. Well, if fear is a biophysical response to external stimuli in your environment, then your life is giving you an answer to a very powerful question you have asked. I'm going to say that again because that was a lot of words in one long sentence. If fear is a biophysical response to external stimuli in your environment, then your life is giving you an answer to a very powerful question you've asked. You may not know that you've been asking this question, but life is giving you the question to answer now. So your job is to shift your awareness to that message by bringing the truth of your being into your consciousness. We could get stuck in fear. We have that choice. We've been given that choice to get stuck if we choose to. And dwell in fear and get, we can get other people to join us in that fear. We can get ourselves all spun up by people saying, yeah, it's really bad. Yeah, you should be afraid. Or we can look for what question it is that's being answered. So it's not for us to make fear go away. It's for us to use it as a tool that's giving us a message. So just use that. And you can substitute the word fear for disappointment, discouragement, anger. Anything that you're feeling that is not in alignment with your true nature, go ahead and acknowledge it. We're not here just to say, oh no, cancel. We don't want to feel that. Go ahead and say, yep, that's what I'm feeling right now. I wonder what it has to teach me. I wonder what new song is on the other side of this. And you have to hang around and wait till it shows up. And we talked about that a little bit last week. Sometimes we just have to wait in the unknowing. Not very much fun. And so our next reading is from our friend Daniel Namod, whose music we've sung here at church. Daniel's a very soulful musician whose ministry to the world is through his music, and it has been for many years. He started out doing hospital ministry and going to play his guitar and sing for patients in the hospital. But back in 2005, after Hurricane Katrina, he received a call from one of our fellow ministers in Unity and asked if he'd like to be of help to the people on the Gulf Coast. So he and our minister friend met at the Houston airport and went to the Astrodome, where thousands of displaced people filled the building. And you remember those days that were not that long ago. There were people without homes to go to. They didn't have jobs to report to. They didn't have any structure. And so Reverend Richard walked around shaking hands and hugging people and offering comfort and prayer. And Daniel played his guitar and he sang songs on two of the most, he said, the most powerful and heartbreaking days he'd ever experienced in his life. Because it was palpable in the room, the fear that people were feeling, the bewilderment, the biophysical response of being in shock because of the disastrous condition their lives were in. So he said he walked over to an elderly woman sitting on her cot, holding her head in her hands, and her granddaughter was sitting by her. And he asked the woman, would you like to hear a song? And she waved her hands in the air like, yeah, whatever. Don't we do that? Don't we have offers where people say, can I sing you a song? Can I bring you some comfort? Yeah, sure. Whatever. If you want to do that, that's fine. So he sat down next to her. He said, you're going to know this song, and I'd like you to sing it with me. So he started playing What a Wonderful World. And she began to sing ever so quietly with him. Her eyes were closed, and so were her granddaughter's eyes. And he closed his eyes. And for 4 minutes or so, there was no Astrodome, no despair, no Katrina. There was just the beauty of that song. We were lifted up and transported, he said, not physically, but emotionally and spiritually, to the safest place imaginable. In those few moments, the work of his life gained a greater clarity than it had ever had before. So when he sings his song, when he does what his life has called him to do, in those moments, he is lost and found in doing his life's work. And you know those moments. You have them yourselves. You know those moments when you're so engaged in what you're doing that all that exists is that moment. All that exists is that conversation, that meeting of eyes with someone, the hearing of each other's voices, the creative work that you do that takes you out of time and space and you're just in the creativity. If you haven't found those moments yet, please listen and make some for yourself. Sometimes we're lucky and the song, the moment, comes to us. In a moment of grace, bang, there it is. But a lot of times we do have to look for it. We have to make a conscious effort and say, yes, here is where I've been stuck and I choose to get myself unstuck. And sometimes that's a doing, and a lot of times it's a being. Just be. Be with your tears, be with your discomfort, be with your boredom, be with whatever you're doing, whatever you're feeling. Just be in it for a moment and say, yes, God, this is where I am right this moment. Lift me. Sing in me. Be bold through me. Be peace through me. And we don't have some of the comforts of everyday life to distract us from that. We don't have our running about. And so if we're lucky and we have time, then we can do this work not only for ourselves, but for others. I keep saying this over and over again. There are people out there who are struggling to make ends meet. They're struggling with grief. They're struggling with not having enough. And so for those of us who have that privilege of time, then it's doubly important that we extend our soul, our spirit, our goodwill to everyone that we can think of and leave the space open for those that we can't think of, but we're sending that blessing out anyway. It's so important. It's so important right now. It's so important for us to sing. Here is the daily word from February 19th, 1949. I know that God is with me at all times, my unfailing protection, and I am free from any thought of fear. The knowledge that God's presence is ever with me, surrounding and enfolding me, brings a sense of security and protection that banishes any thought of fear. These are timeless words, my friends. I cannot be afraid when I know that I'm never alone, never cut off from God's help. I abide continually in the assurance that I am secure in God's love. Wherever I may go, whatever difficulty may seem to beset my path, God is with me to protect me and to bring me safely through the experience. I place myself in God's care and keeping. I trust God to guide and deliver me. I replace any thought of fear with a thought of divine protection, with trust in God's protecting power. My constant awareness of God as my shield and protector, my constant willingness to trust God to guard and deliver me, will free me from fear and keep me peaceful and relaxed at all times. God is with me and all is well. And the scripture for that daily word back in 1949 is Luke 4:10. He shall give his angels charge concerning thee to guard thee. And I just want, you know, usually when I read the daily word, it's nice, soft words. It's words of comfort. But in this one, it feels like, how dare I not grab hold of these words and make them my truth? How could I? indulge myself in staying stuck in fear and worry when I know that this is the truth. Now, that's not saying that you won't every now and then be stuck there for a while. That's okay. But this is home base. This is what you return to. God's protection. God having your back. I love it that Reverend Tom Thorpe has taken the five basic principles of unity and he calls them the five smooth stones. And even on this page, there's a picture of five stones stacked in a little cairn. And so if you haven't looked over the five basic principles of unity lately, might be a good idea to do that, to remember that there is only one presence and one power, that is God. To remember that we are the living expressions of the Christ Spirit, the anointed ones that go about the world having a human experience, but being spiritual beings. To remember that our thoughts shape our perception of the world. Our thoughts and the way we see the world determines our experience. To remember that God is constantly present and that the key to us experiencing the truth is to be in prayer and meditation, always turning to God, always turning to God, always turning to God. And sometimes all you have to do to anchor yourself when you're walking about in that place you don't want to be in is just to say, God. Not like you're cursing. Although that could happen. But I mean, God, like, God, I'm going to stand right here in my place. I'm going to stand right here. And I'm going to listen to the birds. I'm going to listen to the bustle of human beings. I'm going to listen to the beating of my own heart. I'm going to listen just for this moment. And I may not be able to keep doing it, but in a few moments, I'll try doing it again. And especially in the times that we're having difficulty, we have to keep turning and turning and turning back. So that song is constantly moving through us. I've noticed, I don't know if my mom is going to see this talk or not, but I've noticed that as my mom gets older, she hums a lot. She's a hummer. A lot. And so it's really sweet to be in her presence and just listen to her humming along, just humming along. And she has lots of reasons not to hum. I mean, she's not in good health. She's not able to teach her Bible class the way she's taught it for many, many years. And she's almost 86 years old. But she hums. And that vibration of humming, I'm sure, is what keeps her going. So on the days when I'm around her, which haven't been very often in the last, many months, and she just keeps humming, and I start to get a little like, wow, I wish Mom would stop humming for a little bit. I remind myself that humming is my mom's song. That's her song. Because her faith is strong. Because she's never far from God. I have a feeling that as she gets to the dusk, the twilight of her life, she's probably closer to God than she's ever been, despite what's going on in her body. There have been a lot of things that have happened this last week. Everything from violence in the streets to the loss of a very talented and beloved actor who, with grace and dignity, kept his illness from the rest of the world, and he sang his song until the very end. And at 43 years old, cancer took him away from this life. So I send a blessing and a great deal of appreciation to Chadwick Boseman for the work he did as a gentleman and as a fine person who practiced his craft and who lived his last years with dignity. And my heart aches today for a family that I've known since my children were in early elementary school. My kids went to school with their kids. And their mom and I are friends. And her beloved brother died this week after being in a terrible car accident a few weeks ago. And he held on to life for as long as he could so that people could say goodbye to him. And his young niece, she's just a few years younger than my boys. I've known her since she was a toddler. And her grace and wisdom that has come forth in her grief over her uncle's death is breathtaking. She has learned through grief not to waste a moment. She has learned to say what needs to be said to people that she loves while she has the chance, every time she has the chance. I don't know if I was that smart when I was her age. I don't know if I was that wise. So in this case, the loss of Uncle Bill and the grace of young Lily share the same plate. And so even in that, there is a song of grace, a song of wisdom, a song of the fullness of life that contains newness and loss. So do you see what I'm saying? The song is different for all of us at any given moment, but we must sing it. We must. So many changes. So many people that I see on social media who are finding ways to lift each other up and finding ways to have dialogues with other people that think differently than they do, that have some kind of courtesy and respect to them rather than punching each other verbally. I see people trying. Because it's easy for us to toss off a remark or an opinion that doesn't do anybody any good except for our own egos. And so I'd rather look at funny cat videos that make me laugh. I keep up with one of my friends from high school who has a nice farm with a garden and crops and cattle, and she also has an old female donkey that she adopted that keeps the coyotes away from the cows. Have I told this story before here? I don't think I have. I think I would have remembered talking to you about a donkey while I'm in church. So anyway, this old donkey is getting fat and her back is really flat. And so like all, you know, hoofed animals, sometimes they get down on the ground to roll. And this old girl gets stuck on her back. They look out in the pasture and there she is laying with all four of her legs up in the air. And Catherine's man has to go out and tip the donkey back up on her feet. And I think, God bless that donkey, because if I'm having a bad moment, I can think about that donkey laying flat on her back, waiting for somebody to tip her back upright again. And I think, yep, sometimes I am that donkey on my back, and I'll wait until grace comes to upright me. Yep. You see, you can use any story you want to. I sent Leah a video yesterday that was so funny that I couldn't not send it to her because I knew that she's just as twisted as I am about that sense of humor. And so this was a video that was made by a singer, and he had Jean-Claude Van Damme dancing in the video by himself in a parking lot. I've never seen that before. And I think if you need a moment to not take yourself too seriously, you need to look at Mr. Van Damme not taking himself too seriously because he's not a very good dancer. Sorry, Jean-Claude, if you're listening, no offense, but dude, just don't. So it's not just about funny videos. I don't mean to make light of life. But we can find ways to shift ourselves. We can remember that there's humor and there's poignancy and there's goodness and there's generosity out there that arises from people who are listening to this spirit in them. It says, yes, I'm going to go provide groceries for these people who don't have any. I'm going to stand up for the disenfranchised because somebody needs to. I'm going to call a friend. And it's as much for me as it is for them. I'm going to sit in the silence for a moment and remember how grateful I am to have a life here on earth. To be grateful for breath in my body. To just be. So if you want to, I would welcome your emails or your posts on Facebook, and I'll look for what your new song is. You let me know what song you've discovered. You let me know. Because just like Daniel Namad, in a few moments of your song, you are transcending the external circumstances of life that might discourage you. Will you give it a try? Because I'll be with you. I'm preaching this because I need to hear this. I need that new song. One day I couldn't get to my new song until I had a nap. And yay for naps. As we move into our meditation today, I want to share with you again the words of James Dillett Freeman, who authored the Prayer for Protection. And the poem, I Am There, which went to the moon. And this little short poem is called Sailor. So if you will, just get comfortable. Get in that place where you know how to be still. And you can even be walking. It can be a walking meditation. You can be still and moving. You can be still and doing the work of God with your hands. Or you can be still just breathing and sitting. By ways I never charted and hardly wished to go, I have sailed an unknown course on a sea too wide to know. I have drifted lost at times, not sure where the shore might be. I have searched through storm-tossed nights for a light I could not see. but a higher wisdom than my own has had me in its hand. And I shall trust that it will bring me safe at last to land. So if you're out adrift on that sea, know that there's a hand on the rudder. If your heart is aching for those known and unknown to you that have passed beyond this life, those who are grieving, those who are sick, those who have lost too much, if you are one of those, feel the hand of God right against your back, reminding you that you're not alone ever, ever, ever. Remember that there is a song that is your very own. It is unique and can only be sung by you. It was implanted in you at your creation, in your DNA. It cannot ever be separated from you. It may be in your service to others. It may be in the way you write or sing or care for children. It might be in any way that you contribute to the world. It might be humming, because those vibrations energize us. Keep breathing, beloved. And especially on those days when you're thinking, I'm pretty sure I don't have a song in me today, I will remind you that you absolutely do. And if you forget and you need someone to remind you, reach out, because we can help each other this way. Keep breathing. And remember that what we do when we gather with each other is we are in spiritual practice. We are like children learning how to multiply. And then how to divide, and fractions, and good grammar. And we keep learning and we keep practicing. And we master this, and then we master the next thing, and we master the next thing. So be patient and graceful with yourself. Graceful as in full of grace and compassion. For the external circumstances may tell us that all is not well. But in here, beloved, all is well. all is well. So if you've got a little hard place around your heart that doesn't believe it, now is a good time to let it just crack open and start to let the light in and let the light out. I'm going to open my eyes now, so that we can gaze upon each other, if you so choose. And holding my hands out to you as your companion. And we're all holding our hands out to each other as a community. So we are going from prayer to expansion, to prayer, to expansion. And we're doing it together. I know that we are. So, beloved, do not lose hope. Know that your song is there. Sing it today. All of this is true. All of this is eternal. And so we say, and so it is. Amen.